It's so beautiful when you share with us this state of grace that you live. I wanted to ask you to talk more about it, but I rather prefer just to melt and meet you there. Thank you, my sweet beloved, for taking our hands and guiding us into this peace. Yesterday, in satsang, you took us to your bliss land, and through your soft guidance, I disappeared in silence. Just a gentle falling into the lap of nothingness. So simple. Thank you, my dear Babaji. Thank you for being here. With all my thirst, your Kavita. That's good that you just now prefer to melt and meet me there, Kavita. Because enough talk. Let's leave all the talking and go there beyond the words, where the silence, the bliss, the peace is. And it's time now. To leave the words and just go to the source. Drink me, eat me, he said. Nothing has changed and nothing will ever change. This is what I serve. This is what I serve here in my pub. Bliss, peace, silence, nectar, consciousness. And it's very easy when you long for it, when you are in tune. When you get in tune with me, it's the easiest way. That's what they always have said. Of all yogas, of all tantras, Guru Yoga is the highest. And it's just like this, you just fall in tune with the master, then you disappear, effortless. No practice, no doing. This is the miracle of love. You cannot write about it, you cannot talk about it, but you can experience it. Otherwise, people practice and practice. Not much is coming out of it. You took us to your bliss land, and through your soft guidance, I disappeared in silence. So simple. It's so simple. I always say it's so simple. Only you are difficult sometimes. What to do? But my only prayer is that one day you are fed up, tired of being difficult. So you can just all sit just and disappear. Easy, effortless. No more resistance. And that is happening more and more. Rumi says, be drunk on love, because love is all that exists. Without love, no one has right to enter this house. They ask, what is love? I say, giving up your self-will. Giving up your self-will. How difficult is that? He who hasn't given up his self-will is not chosen. This is just the written law of existence. It's impossible to be chosen if you haven't let go. The lovers are emperor. The two worlds are at his feet. Does an emperor notice what is thrown in his path? That is the sign of an emperor. That is the only way they can compare, give you a hint. If you have everything, what can tempt you then? Whatever is thrown at the path. Nothing in this world can tempt you. That is only emperors who experience. But everybody has that possibility to be untouched by the mind, by the desires. Then whatever comes in front, whatever. You don't even look. It is love and the lover that lives eternally. Don't give your heart to anything else. All else is borrowed. How long will you go on and embracing a corpse? Embrace the soul. But to embrace the soul, you have to realize your soul. Otherwise, how can you embrace it? If you are just the body, how can you embrace it? You have to rise. Beloved Master, I got my new name from you in the beginning of this year. And this year has so far been the best year ever. The drama seems to be more on the periphery now, not directed towards me, not getting me so involved so much. As if you have made the light around me that prevents the dramas and the suffering to enter. I feel so much joy about coming to this retreat, bliss. What I want to ask is about sex and love. I want to share an experience that was very beautiful for me, but also a bit scary. I have been in a relationship for the past year, and it has been very sexual but also very loving. That is nice. Friendly and open. I trust him. A new kind of relationship than those I have had before. My ego say we don't fit together. This has happened 3 times the last half year. It seems it happens when we are tuned into each other, feeling a lot of love energy in the whole body. I felt very excited sexually, and we would touch and kiss each other. It was all very sexual, and I even remember a small voice saying, "No, you are too sexual. You should be more in your heart." Like there is a small judgment of me being sexual, meaning that this energy isn't high enough. But the energy was very strong around my genitals, and at some point I had to stop the kissing because I just had to focus on my breathing, letting the energy through. My hands were burning and my cheeks, and where I touched him, it felt like an electrical impulse, almost knocking me over, and I had to let go of him. At one point, I also felt nauseous and a bit scared, but I breathed and breathed. There was this energy moving in waves through me. I noticed it was inside my heart and upwards, and I felt my heart and chest opening as I was breathing. I have never experienced this kind of energy in my body. I can only compare it to childbirth. It slowly subsided, and I noticed that the energy was not at all around my genitals anymore. I didn't feel sexual at all. I just felt an enormous amount of love. Love flowing, and I just wanted to hold him and give him everything in this world. All this happened in maybe 25 minutes. Afterwards, I felt shaken and exhausted, but also very clear and awake, and all this love that I can't describe. All I know is that it was really nothing I did. I was just feeling very sexual, and then the energy took over. The word Kundalini comes to me, but the word doesn't mean much to me. Could you please comment and say something about the relationship between sex and love? So happy and excited to be here. At your feet, your devoted Lena. First, this has happened the last half year, and only half year ago you got sannyas. And sannyas, that is an initiation, a conscious invitation that your energy can rise. So when I touch your third eye, then already, if you're available, the energy will start rising. And you were ready. You have lived, you have done many things. And you are longing for peace, for freedom. So something started happening in your energy. And that's why you say, this year has been so far the best year ever. The drama seems to be more on the periphery now, not directed towards me, involving me so much. No, because now you have a deeper focus. You are more in yourself instead of being lost outside, which everybody is. Like I said yesterday, be ready to lose your reputation if you are going to go on this path. You will change. And if you are ready, then it's effortless. It is as if you have made a light around me that prevents the drama and the suffering to enter. And this experience, that is also the most, should be the most normal way to experience let go. But because we are not normal, we are not natural, it gets lost. Because there's so much around sexuality and sex, and guilt and shame and ideas, that is very seldom that you can totally let go. But something now had started moving. And the pull for the energy to go down is very, very old. For lifetimes, we have been unconscious, so the energy goes automatically down. When you get excited, sexual, the energy goes down. You never have used your awareness to watch the energy. And that's why they call it Kundalini, why you, this word came up. Kunda means pool, a pool of energy, like a still lake. So that is what it is. You have a still lake, a reservoir. And from there, from that stillness, can the serpent rise upward. Normally, that is, nobody touches this because unconsciously, animal-like, on the lower center, the energy just goes out. So you never have the opportunity to rise. Which is very sad, because the possibilities are great. The higher the energy rises, the more it will transform you. Of course, if the energy is only in the lower center, that's where you're functioning. That's who you are. If it comes to the heart, you will be very loving, very human. Very seldom that happens, because people are unconscious. Osho said that 99% of humans lives like that. It sounds a lot. But now I see it's true. Because it's unconscious. But that means 10 people out of 1,000 have a chance, no? Maybe. To wake up. But it's much easier to be unconscious. So when that sexual input, which is very exciting, very few can just watch it, because it will not stay. It's like the wind, it comes, it's just an energy. And if you're not aware, then it gets stuck in the first chakra and it wants release. Not rejecting it and not accepting it, but just watching it. It has to go somewhere. Then it will rise. So this has been known for thousands of years in the East. And my feeling, you have been working with this before, so this was the time now, something opened up, your energies opened up when you came here. That's why it's the best time in your life. Now you start rising. You are not so much lost. It's a different dimension to life. And you can come into that place in life because you've been working also before. No, you are catching up. It might take 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Or most probably people are not getting aware of it. But then you catch up where you were before if you've been working on yourself. So now you can go on. Now those same channels is open again. But life is such that you forget every time you leave the body, when you die, you forget. Then you have to start again. If you don't reach the same consciousness, then it will lay there dormant. Just like this energy, unconsciously it will just lay there dormant. You won't be aware of the possibilities when it rises. So this can also happen just by accident. It can also happen just here, effortless. Because where does it go? It goes into just bliss, silence, nothingness. This is one of the ways. And Shiva said it was 108 techniques. But even that is so seldom it happens, because people are not natural. And you have to let go. In sex is one of the few things that ordinary people can let go. You lose control. But that is very, very shallow compared to the energy when it rises. That is what Osho meant when he talked about sex to superconsciousness. From sex to superconsciousness. It's the same energy, but it has to rise. And you can only do that if you become conscious. So it's something that got opened, that you were longing for, you were available for. And now this is want to come up, it, the energy wants to rise, it wants to transform. And this is the whole thing in all the steps. First you are very excited. Then it can be a kind of fever also. If there is too much passion, too much sexuality, too much desire in love, it is bound to become hell. But that is what people are after. Because that is the only thing that they know about. So how can you keep it so exciting? It's impossible. If there is no desire, no passion, which seems totally ridiculous from a Western perspective, they have no idea, because for them, sex is love. They don't know about love. If there is passionless, then the love can rise, because you don't get so much stuck on the first. Then, of course, a different love-making can come out of that love. But it doesn't get stuck there in the sexuality. Which is the easiest, because it's unconscious. It happens by itself. You don't need to think anything. But this we have done so much. And because it's easy and because it's unconscious, it goes on happening 99%, or just that. But great is the possibility when you become aware. And this is the first taste to break through. Hmm? That can also happen in meditation, in satsang. The outcome is the same. There's many roads up the mountain. When you're on top of the mountain, it's the same. And a voice was, you remembering a voice saying, no, you are too sexual, you should be more in your heart. Nothing wrong with sex, but don't get stuck there, that's the thing. So it's two sides. Be total in it, but also it's something maybe from some deeper point in you. Not from the mind, from shame, from guilt, from the priest and all that, but some maybe a reminder that this energy can go up. Because it is a ladder, but you have to walk it. The energy was very strong around my genitals, and at one point I had to stop. Yeah, because it's time for you to rise. That's what meditation and yoga and tantra and Taoist and all is all about. It's not to repress it, but to watch it. Not to indulge and not to repress. That is the middle way. But that you, then you need consciousness. And if you have no idea about consciousness, then you don't understand. You have to have some awareness that can watch the energies in your body. That's why from the very beginning I start telling you, what's your mind? Be aware of your feelings. Relax, let go. Because all this, whatever way it comes, these are key things. Not to get involved. It goes so strong, almost like electric impulses. And I had to let go of him. Now you see, now you have gone higher. Now you can let go of him. Most people, they just use each other. They both beggars and they both need. Great relationship. Use me. And they both go on. What can you know about love? What can you know about intimacy? What can you know about trust? What can you know about friendship? What can you know about sensitivity? Impossible. But that's where millions of people live. They just use each other. It's not even like human beings, it's just like a thing. That is totally on the lowest level. It's like the animals. And of course, you will feel bad because you are not made. You are a human being. You're not a dog. But that is very normal. And even that they can call love. That's how far we have gone. No wonder in India they call it, this is Kali Yoga. The age of darkness. Everything that is false has become real. And what is real is totally forgotten. So now, the energy, now you could let him go. I had to let him go. Yeah, because now your energy is rising. And that's another thing also, in this only sexual relationship, you need the other. And the more you see each other as just the body, it cannot go deep. He's needed, you are needed. If it's another ground, more intimacy, more love, more compassion, more friendship, so many things in life that we can enjoy. But for millions of people, it's only the sex. And that is a waste when you are a human being. So now, as your energy is rising, you don't even need him, because your energy has risen higher than that impulse, which was so important just a few minutes before. You see? But very few people come to that because they get stuck. Because the old habit is unconscious, it's an ancient habit. That energy go out. You don't need any conscious. So sometimes by accident, or something got triggered when you got sannyas, that your energy again start rising. Now you start coming into a different dimension. And when you feel you have the energy, you have the love, then you don't have the need. You are not the beggar anymore. You will never get into a relationship that is harmful. That you can't stand the guy, or you can't stand the woman. It's impossible. Because now you have something yourself that doesn't depend on anybody else. Then you start becoming an empress. That is freedom. Otherwise, you will always be begging for the outside. At one point, I also felt nauseous and a bit scared. Of course you feel scared, because it's new. And you are losing yourself. You are losing your identity. It's one of the ways. And I was breathing and breathing. And I always go on reminding you, just practice melting, let go, surrender, love, trust. Because whatever way it comes, you will dissolve, and then it will be scary. It was a point for me, everything had disappeared, only my master was there. But that was all I needed. You said there was this energy moving in waves through me. I noticed it was inside my heart and upwards, and I felt my heart and my chest opening as I was breathing. I have never experienced this kind of energy in my body. I can only compare it to childbirth. Yes, you are a mother and you know the intensity of childbirth. And they say it's so intense that no man could ever take it. And that, I think, is great. It just shows the power of the woman. But that is nothing compared to this awakening of your life force, or Kundalini, because that is a birth to your own soul. The birth is only to the body. And that birth to the body, the whole life can go and nothing might happen. of consciousness, which is how it is for most people. They just go through their whole life. But the awakening of Kundalini, or the awakening of the life force, or having a Satori, that is the birth of your soul. No, you will never forget. So it's much more valuable than birth, even though you have to have a body. Then it slowly subsided, and I noticed that the energy was not at all around my genitals anymore. In fact, I didn't feel sexual at all. You see, no, it has changed. And that is the whole, all the steps, that is the Kundalini rising. Most people get stuck, it's so intense. And everybody know how intense the sexuality, the sexual energy is. But when the energy rises, it's incomparable. You forget all about it, just like you say. I didn't feel sexual at all. It was no energy around my genitals. Everything was gone. Because you are functioning in a different dimension of yourself. We are multidimensional. So if you are only identified with the lowest, that's where you will function. The more you get identified and realize your higher self, everything changes. And that is freedom. At one point it is difficult to rise. But if you really rise and get settled in the rising, then it will be difficult the other way, to go down. I just felt an enormous amount of love flowing, and I just wanted to hold him and give him everything in the world. That's just how it is when you have love, when you disappear after being scared, after the fear. If you break through, then only love, because you are gone. No, was a taste of no mind space. No more you, only love. And all is love. Just that we are in the way. But no, you weren't interested in the sexuality. You were far away. You were just wanted to give love. No, from being a beggar in the lower state, you become a giver. And not only that, because when it's not like you have love. When you just are love, then love wants to share itself. That's the only thing it's there for. So sex has to be physical, but love doesn't. And that's why such a freedom also, not only for you, but if you are lucky to have that in a relationship that you can meet more in love, then so many trips falls away. You can just relax together. Nothing need to happen, because just to be together is more than enough. But then it has to be totally quiet, no desire, no mind, no expectations, no dream, just being present. And that is really a miracle. Then you become really a giver and you receive also. But that is very difficult. It's difficult alone. It happens very seldom alone, even more difficult together. And that's why for most of the meditations and the past, in the past, you go alone. Because it's easier in a way. It's very difficult already. All this happened in maybe 25 minutes. Afterwards, I felt very shaken and exhausted, but also very clear and awake. And all this love that I can't describe. You feel very exhausted because you have been much higher. Whenever I do satsang, not to mention retreats, I'm a bliss pudding the whole retreat. I can hardly do anything because I all the time operating there, which you had a taste of. And how that is possible, I don't understand how it can happen, because I should have been burnt up long time ago. But you get used to it. You start to handle it. But it's so much energy that you feel really exhausted, but exhausted in a very good way. I call it like a bliss pudding. I cannot do anything physical. I'm totally like that. Because you can get tired using your body, running off the mountain. Everybody knows you can get tired. But what about using that spiritual energy, your soul energy, in this little body? That's what you felt. You felt very shaken and exhausted, but also very clear and awake. You get very clear and awake. You can be so clear and awake that everything else goes, but clarity is there. Consciousness is there. All I know is that it was really nothing I did. I was just feeling very sexual, and then the energy took over. Yes, it was time. Could you please comment and say something about the relationship between sex and love? No, we have talked about that. No, experiment more and more with the higher energy. And when it first is open, it doesn't matter in what situation triggers it. Then you should go deeper into it. Meditate, explore, going to the source. Inquire, what is this? Who am I? Where is this energy coming from? Focus there. It's a totally different thing what people say is love. No, love can be so many things depending on where you are in your consciousness. But mostly, when you get sexually aroused, why it's so interesting is that it starts that energy in the base of the so-called kundalini, of your life force. But it's just the possibility, just a little bit movement down there, and it's so exciting. And that's where everybody is stuck. But this great possibility if that energy can rise. Then you can rise from being an animal in a human form to be a god, a goddess in a human form. Everything in between. From sex to superconsciousness, he said. That's what I was talking about. This sex belongs to the body, and love belongs to freedom itself.
What a lucky find, the ending of the search, the stopping of my mind.
Spiritual journey in a nutshell. First, very hot. Then, very cool. Another thing is, many times when you come, and when you come to satsang and come closer and start meditating and take sannyas, the energies of course start waking up. Because it's a lot of energy you're coming into. And that normally responds first in your sexual center. Because that is the lowest. So many people can first feel more energy, more sexual. Because now you start waking up, your life force starts waking up. That is also natural because you start getting more alive. But always, allow it to rise, because that is freedom, and that's why you are here. And then you don't want anything, you just want to give love. And then it's from passion to compassion. From passion to compassion. Then you can relax then. This is the beauty in India, they are always singing in the praise of the Guru, and only know when you know, you understand. How can we repay the Master, they say. There's no way. The only thing I can sing, I can dance, I can love. No? It's like that. Hari Om.
Mere Satguru Ji Kirpa Karo.
There's another way to lose yourself.
Kirpa Karo.
Mere Satguru Ji Kirpa Karo. Mere Satguru.
Satguru ji kirpa karo
mere satguru ji kirpa karo mere satguru ji kirpa karo
kirpa karo kirpa karo
kirpa karo kirpa karo
kirpa karo guru ji kirpa karo Satguru ji kirpa karo
mere satguru ji kirpa karo mere satguru ji kirpa karo
kirpa karo vaheguru kirpa karo